Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. O Lord, whatever punishment you wish to award to these two innocent persons, or also to us, we shall accept without duplicity. We understand that we have caused two faultless persons. So please repeat after me. O Lord, whatever punishment you wish to award to these two innocent persons, or also to us, we shall accept without duplicity. We understand that we have cursed two faultless persons. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The sages, the four Kumaras, now reject the cursing of the two doorkeepers, Jay and Vijay, because they are now conscious that persons who engage in the service of the Lord cannot be at fault at any stage. It is said that anyone who has implicit faith in the service of the Lord, or who actually engages in transcendental loving service, has all the good qualities of the demigod. Therefore, a devotee cannot be at fault. If sometimes it is found that he is in error by accident or by temporary arrangement, that should not be taken very seriously. The cursing of Jay and Vijay is repented. Now the Kumaras are thinking in terms of their positions in the mode of patience and ignorance, and they are prepared to accept any kind of punishment from the Lord. In general, when dealing with devotees, we should not try to find faults. In Bhagavad Gita, it is also confirmed that the devotees who faithfully serve the Supreme Lord, even if found to commit a gross mistake, should be considered a sadhu or saintly person. Due to former habits, he may commit some wrong, but because he is engaged in the service of the Lord, that wrong should not be taken very seriously. Om Ajnana Timrandas Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumiltam Yena Tasmahi Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swayam Padantikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Rupata Kamlam Sri Gurum Svaishnavam Sri Rupam Sahagvijatam Sahagna Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadbhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagna Lalita Sri Vishakham Vitam Samsaja Vanchakalptarubhyascha Kripa Sindheva Chaptitanam Pavne Vahya Vaishnavya Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Sadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. So just read a little extract from something I picked up this morning while thinking of this particular verse. It's about bhakti, the affair of the heart, by Parthasarathi Das Goswami, and talks about Krishna's plan. It is often difficult to understand why Krishna does certain things. Devotees may make plans to help facilitate their spiritual life, but ultimately, if Krishna does not sanction it, it will not happen. Srila Prabhupada states, when something is arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not be disturbed by it, even if it appears to be a reverse according to one's calculations. Devotees sometimes cannot understand why the Lord acts in a particular way, but we must never challenge Krishna. In the future, we will be able to look back and see why the Lord put us in a certain position. So this particular verse, it's talk about Jay and Vijay. Jay and Vijay, how many of you have heard about Jay and Vijay? Okay, how many of you haven't heard about Jay and Vijay? Okay, Jay and Vijay are the two doorkeepers. So when you go to the spiritual world, Lord lives in a palace and there are doorkeepers. So once the four Kumaras went there to see Lord Krishna, but when they went to the door, Jay and Vijay stopped them. And then these four Kumaras, they cursed Jay and Vijay. And when that happened, Krishna came to the door to find out what actually happened. And that's what this is talking about. So what, from so far, what we can deduce is that the four Kumaras are lamenting, they're repenting that they have cursed a faultless person. Now Jay and Vijay had to come and take bath. How many times in this material? There's another one, they came fourth time. Three times they were killed by the Lord, the fourth time they got Krishna Prem. Who was the fourth one? Jagai and Madai. Jagai and Madai are the same Jay and Vijay. So, this is in the spiritual world. And these were faultless people. And why were they cursed? Now, what you have to understand is that this, try to realize these few statements that I'm going to make. Krishna is perfect. Is there anyone who disagrees with me? Does everybody agree with me that Krishna is perfect? Do you also agree that if somebody is perfect, he cannot make a mistake? So Krishna does not make mistake. Right? The third statement is, nothing happens without the will of Krishna. You agree with that? Not even a blade of grass can move without the will of Krishna. So Krishna is perfect, he does not make mistake, nothing happens without the will of Krishna. Why were these two servants cursed? When you have little problems in our life, we wonder, we start blaming everybody. But you should understand as devotees, everything that happens in your life, Krishna is behind it. Krishna is perfect, he does not make a mistake. So whatever situation you are, is the best situation for you. Do not fight it. Tolerate it. So, why were they cursed? Krishna is like us. Or we are like Krishna, it should be the other way around. So we are like Krishna. Krishna likes to enjoy his... And one of the things that he likes to enjoy is this fighting spirit. Right? Just like little boys fight. We also, you know, people want to actually wrestle and things like that. So Krishna also has this desire. So when he's in the spiritual world, because everybody is his devotee. Right? Especially in Vaikuntha Dham, everybody knows Krishna is God. Who gonna fight with him? Even if he wants to, Krishna have but he's God, you know, they respect him so much. Why would they fight him? But this is the love of the devotees. The devotees don't care about themselves. This is what true love means. Love means when you are prepared to do everything for the other person without expecting anything in return. Jay and Vijay are the doorkeepers. They are the strongest of all of them there. They knew the desire of the Lord that he wanted to have a fight. So what they did? They stopped those two people, knowing that they'll be caused so they could go down. So to fulfill that desire of the Lord, those two, Jay and Vijay, came. And it was all arranged by Krishna. Because Krishna is faultless. And what did Krishna bless them? You can go to the spiritual world. You can go to the material world. You'll never forget me. But you'll always remember me in anger. Because if you want a real fight, then you have to find somebody who is really angry with you. Right? So this is the mood that was created by Krishna. So it's very important to understand why things happen. The same Vijay, Jayan Vijay, initially appeared as Hiranyakashipu and his brother Hiranyaksha, and they were killed by Vara and Lord Narasingadev. See, he also comes in many forms so he can actually enjoy his pastimes. And so that we can understand a little bit more about him. And then he came as Ravan and Kumkaran. And who killed them? Lord Ramchandra killed them. And then he came as Shishupal and Dandavaraj. And who killed them? Lord Krishna killed them. And then they appeared as Jagai and Madai. And who killed them? Nityanand killed their all the material desires. And what did they give him? Krishna Prem. He gave them Braj. He gave them Braj Prem. This is the mercy of Gaur Nithai. Gaur Nithai is so merciful. We can't even imagine how merciful they are. To worship Krishna, we have to have so much pious activities. We have to be so pure. I don't know about you guys. My life was really bad before I joined the Hare Krishna. So sinful there. Yet, out of the causeless mercy, they accepted. And they are prepared to give this to anyone who wants it. There is only one thing you need to have. What is that? Greed. Desire. Desire to have it. That's the only price you have to pay. There's no other price. If you have a little bit of desire, Krishna gives you more than what you want. We want to go back to Godhead. We want to go back to Krishna. But Krishna wants us so many more times us to be there than we even desire to go there. He's our true friend. What is the quality of a friend? A true friend never leaves you regardless of your situation. Even if you forget him, he's always a well-wisher. We have so many things in this material world. We have a nice house. We have nice family. We have a nice job. Everything is temporary. It was somebody else's yesterday. It is ours today. And it will be somebody else's tomorrow. Everything here will be left behind. But there's one person who never leaves us. You know who is that? He is with us in the form of the Paramatma, Super Soul. Does he ever leave us? He is always there with us. So if you really want to make a friend, you don't have to make a friend, you got a friend. You just have to remember that he is our friend. He is our true friend. And with friends, you can ask anything, because whatever belongs to a friend is yours. And this is the quality of Krishna. Krishna saves his devotees. You know. This is all about Braj Prem. What does Krishna do? We just sang this song, you know. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Ballava Girivardhari. What does Girivardhari mean? One who lifted the Giri Govardhan. Why did Krishna lift that Govardhan? Let's hear from you guys. What do you think? What was the main reason why Krishna lifted that Govardhan? To protect the Brajabasis. Yes, Vrindavana Shubha. What was the reason why you think Krishna lifted Govardhan? Yes, to have the pastime. The thing is that if you know Krishna's pastimes, he gets up early in the morning. So he's with his parents. Then he goes out with his friends to look after the cows, right? And then he comes back. So what happens is that at every time there's somebody is in separation. In the morning, the gopis are in separation. Then midday, the parents are in separation. So what Krishna wanted to do is create a situation where nobody will be in separation. So he lived Govardhan Hill. It was just a leela that Indra did whatever he did. But the real reason was so that he could live the Govardhan Hill and all the devotees can get to be together with Krishna unconditionally for 7 days. So Krishna wants us and to save us. As a matter of fact, he's saving us every morning. What are we doing? We might think that, oh, we did a little bit of service. But if he did not give us the ability to save him, how can we save him? If he did give us the power to lift Jagannath, how can we lift him? Who can lift Jagannath? A portion of his portion, as a Sesnag, he's lifting all the universe on his head. How can we lift him? Yet, costlessly, he allows us to actually save him. So take this opportunity. We are very, very fortunate to be in this situation. God Nitya, very merciful. But you know who is even more merciful than him? And then, his devotees. I was with Jayapataka Maharaj last night. More than 50,000 disciples in the world. Even Durvasa Muni had only 10,000. More than 50,000 disciples. He allowed everybody to wash his feet, whoever was there, whoever had this desire. This is beyond, you know. Jagai Madai, Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved one Jagai in Madai. How many of us are here in this material world? Maharaj has come to save anybody who wants to actually take his message. I was looking at him as he was taking prasadam yesterday. So much difficulty, you know. Yet he travels. If you want to see a miracle, see him. There is no bigger miracle in this world than Krishna's devotees. If I had a problem 100 times worse than him, I would be in bed all the time. Yet Maharaj troubles. Next time you want to come to the temple and think, oh, it's raining or whatever, think of Maharaj. What he does. There is no excuse for us not to be wherever, you know, in Krishna's whenever we can be. This is very, very important. Make this life successful. If you love your Guru Maharaj, if you have taken initiation, take your Krishna consciousness seriously. Don't make him come back again to take you back. The least you can do to save your Guru Maharaj is become a devotee so you don't have to ask him to come back to this material world and suffer like what they are suffering. That's the least we can do. Today you got the opportunity, you got the health, you got the ability, you got the temple, it's close by, you got the association of devotees. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Jay and Vijay were at the doorkeepers one day. Next day they were in this material world. In the mood of the demons. We don't know what's going to happen. This is, human life is very rare. Don't let it go to waste. Human life in Kali Yuga in the beginning is even more rare and more precious. Because you don't have to. Valmiki meditated for how many years? Any knows? Anyone knows? 60,000 years to gain perfection. In this age, within one lifetime, we can chant 16 rounds. Just 16 rounds. And follow Srila Prabhupada, read his book, associate with devotees. Be part of ISKCON. You're going to go back to Godhead. This is the difference. You are born in a very fortunate time. You are born in the golden age. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just appeared 500 years ago. The most merciful incarnation. And he predicted that a special person gonna come who gonna liberate the whole world, and that's Srila Prabhupada. And these devotees or disciples of him, like Jayaprataka Maharaj, Radhanath Swami, these are his personal servants. These are not ordinary people. They came to help us. So take this opportunity. Make the best use of whatever little we have. Make the best use of the best bargain, as Srila Prabhupada said. Chant your rounds, you know, nicely. Chant it loud enough so you can hear to it. Don't think about anything else. When you are chanting, forget about everything. Put your phone away. That's your time with Krishna. And try to actually listen to it. Because that's the only thing that your Guru Maharaj has asked you to do. The other things he said, don't do it. The only thing he asked you to do is chant 16 rounds. And if you follow that, then your path back home is guaranteed. So let's take this opportunity. Maharaj is here at the moment. Take the most of his association. These souls are very rare. You know, even in this condition when he shouldn't be troubling, he's troubling just so that we can take advantage of it. Come and spend as much time with him as possible. You know, do whatever little service you can. You know, and listen to his instructions and try to follow them. And remember, Krishna is perfect. He doesn't make any mistakes. So whatever situation we are in, don't fight it. Tolerate it. Because this is the best situation for us. We do not know why we are going through what we are going through. One day you will understand. And just thank Krishna, you know. Rather than suffering for millions of lifetimes, he gives us a little bit of suffering. People say, I've been a devotee all my life and now I got cancer in the old age. Krishna, why did you do that? Krishna says, you know, rather than suffering here for millions of lifetime, I'm giving you a little bit so you can burn your karma so you could come back to me. So don't fight it, you know. If Maharaj can do whatever he is doing, you know, we can do a little bit. We can tolerate a little bit, you know. Control your senses. They're in this material world. Maya is very powerful. He'll try to take away. And this is where you have to tolerate it. You have to fight it. You have to surrender to Krishna. Krishna, help me. Krishna, help me. Maya is your energy. Save me. And they will. Krishna will. Because he's more eager. He's putting you through those things just to test you. Are you, how sincere you are? Are you prepared to give this life whole to me, or you want to go and enjoy in this material world? So Krishna is perfect. Doesn't make me any mistake. Whatever happens, happens by his will. Try to meditate on those three things. If you really understand that, your life will become much, much more peaceful. These three These three things, if you can understand this, you know, then all your anxieties can go away. Because then you won't fight it. You know, whatever Krishna is doing, whatever Krishna does is the best. Thik? Any comments? Any questions? Sanatan, Sanat. What are the four Kumaras? These are the four children of Brahma. Brahma initially wanted to... Brahma's job is to make sure there is population, right, as a father. So he created these children out of his mind. His ability to do that, you know, he can create. And so when these kids came, they wanted to actually worship God. So they didn't want to grow up. Because they were yogis, they had this ability to do that. And these are the four Kumaras. The four. Initially, they were impersonalists. You know what impersonalist means? Those who do not believe in God. So when they went there to see Krishna, and they smelled the tulsi from the lotus feet of Krishna, and that's when they got attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna. And then they understood the true position of a devotee. Then they understood who Jaya and Vijaya were. So these are the four children of Krishna, one of the first brother of Narad Muni, you can say. There are four sampradayas, one is actually from them, the Kumar sampradaya. So those are the... Any other questions, comments? Yes, Bob. What is the correct way to associate with very advanced devotees? They say there are devotees, the three levels of devotees, the three types of devotees if you put yourself in the situation. The devotees who are more neophyte than you are, then the devotees on the similar level to you are, and then those who are more advanced. So those who are junior to you, give your guidance to them, preach to them. Those who are on your level, have a friendship with them. Right? So you can actually... But for those who are advanced, then you accept knowledge from them, you worship them, they become worshipable to you. So how do you associate with... It's all on your desire. For example, I was thinking, you know, I would like to touch Maharaj's feet yesterday. And then, wherever I was, somehow or the other, I went to this particular room. I didn't know it was the dining room, and I went to do my Gayatri. And Maharaj came out and they brought him there to have his dinner. So by chance, or by Krishna's arrangement, I was with him there. And then when he was actually taking prasadam, we had to actually lift his leg and put cushions and everything. And there I was touching his feet. So this is how powerful, how little bit of desire to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, you know, Krishna fulfills it. I remember one day I came from Gold Coast. I was living there for a while. And it was Lord Narsingadev's appearance there. And I went to Ballarat. We were having a course there. And I was thinking, you know, it'll be so nice to actually go. But I didn't have a car. And Ballarat is 1.5 hours away. So one person came to me. He said, I live in Princeton, you know. Can I come and live with you, you know, for the duration of the course? I said, yes, you can do. But you have to drop me to Melbourne today and pick me tomorrow morning. He said, okay, you know. So I went to a devotee's place, stayed there, and then by the time I came here, it was afternoon, you know. And they were doing Abhishek for the Lord. And then I was thinking, it would be nice to actually get some, you know, garland, you know, so I could take it for to the family. And the next thing, I'm trying to get up on there, on the stairs right at the back, and I turn around, and the pujari throws a garland right on my face, you know. immediate. I was just thinking about it. I turned around to go up so I could have a darshan, and the garland falls in my hand. So what you have to desire is, you know, we don't know how to associate with them because we are not there. So all you do is pray to Krishna, you know, what you can do. Now every day we chant this mantra, you know, the rati of a Vaishnavi, dust of a devotee is the most powerful thing. The remnants of a devotee on Krishna is the other thing. So the least we can do, you know, you can actually pray to Krishna that if you could get that. You know, the dust of them. And Maharaj, you know, everybody could wash his feet as that, you know. We get so scared when people try to touch our feet, you know, we try to run away. But Maharaj was so liberal, and that was thinking, you know, how merciful he is, you know. How merciful are these devotees who are traveling, representing Gaur Nitai and trying to spread their mercy, you know. So I try to associate with them, listen to them, try to actually understand what they are for, what they are saying. And if you can help them in any way, you know, even financially, or little bit, you know, just do whatever they're trying to actually do, you know. And that's the way you can associate, you know. You don't have to be running around your senior devotees. Once Srila Prabhupada came to one of the airports, and everybody was around there, and then Prabhupada looked at and asked, where is this particular devotee, you know? And then they asked, where is this person, where is this person? And then he came back all the way. He said, he's distributing books in the other airport, you know. Prabhupada knew immediately, you know. Everybody was there, he didn't ask about them. He asked about a particular devotee who knew that distributing his book was more pleasing to him than being there. So these pure devotees, you know, they know everything. As my Guru Maharaj used to say, I've got the ability to know a person by just looking at him. And those who were close to him, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, he had the ability to know your mind. You could not hide anything. You could not hide anything from Prabhupada. Don't think Prabhupada is just a deity form. He is a person. Don't think those deities are just made of metal. No, they are a person. The problem with us is we cannot listen to them. We cannot understand them. You get to the level, they'll talk to you. And they do talk to you, you know. Just example, I said, I want the garland and the next thing I got it, you know. If he wasn't a person, how would he give it to you? We are very fortunate. In the middle we have Radha Ballabha. That's our final destination where we want to be. Gaur Nitai, who are there? They came to teach us how to get there. And Jagannath, Baldev, Subhadra are showing us that they want us there. Why did Krishna become like that? Because he was in separation of his devotees. Pastime is that when he heard how much the Braj passes missed him, that's why Krishna became like that. So when you look at him, he wants us there. Gaur Nitai is teaching us how to get there. And Radha Ballabha are dancing there, saying, come and join us. This is what this temple gives us. Any other comments? Any questions? Thik. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai, Radha Ballabha ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Guru and Gaur.